A strong and freezing cold wind cut through Haines and Skagway yesterday and today. Gusts reached up to more than 100 miles per hour, and with temperatures in the single digits, the wind chill was at least 20 below. KHNS's Margaret Friedenauer takes us into the middle of the unusual southeast weather.
I'm standing outside the Chilkat Center in Haines, where my fingers are already numb, and when the big gusts of wind come by, it's a little difficult to keep my balance. There's debris, small debris, and branches flying by. And looking out over Lynn Canal, the water is mostly white with waves and freezing spray. We stopped to warm up at Sarah Jaymount's coffee shop downtown, where she was dressed in several layers to serve her customers at the walk-up window.
We were opening the window yesterday, and today it felt like we had just gotten out of the shower with wet head.
Despite the hurricane-force winds, Haines and Skagway officials say no one has reported damage or downed trees, mostly because the freezing ground has helped solidify the root systems. But the wind did keep harbor employees busy. Here's harbor assistant Mark Allen.
We've been adjusting lines yesterday and today quite a bit. There's about every third or fourth boat has maybe a line that is stretched out a little further than it's used to. And so we just have been resetting lines out there, and one of them was broke.
The state canceled the ferry that was supposed to sail to Haines and Skagway today because of the strong winds and freezing spray. The ferry would have had to sail by Eldred Rock Lighthouse in the Lynn Canal, which registered wind gusts overnight of 114 miles per hour. Reporting in Haines, with help from Emily Files, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.